For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. Connecticut legislators have a June 30th deadline to craft and pass a budget, but both Republican and Democratic leaders have dug in their heels on a host of issues, and a deal by the end of the month seems unlikely. So what happens on July 1st if there is no new budget? The short answer is Connecticut continues on under the previous budget. Sounds pretty easy and simple, but reporter Keith Faniff, who covers the state budget for the Connecticut Mirror, says operating under the old budget will throw the state into further fiscal disarray.
If you just look at our retirement benefit programs and our debt service, okay, just that small handful of line items in the budget, along with Medicaid, those are going to go up after July 1. By about $1 billion. Whether we want them to or not, we are legally obligated to pay that.
Those are line items that could have been renegotiated in a new budget. Meanwhile, services could get slashed. Faniff says the state will have to drop contracts it is not legally mandated to honor, things like social services for the state's poorest and most vulnerable citizens. On the revenue side, it doesn't get any better.
Governor Malloy is going to have revenue items that are going to produce, specifically the income tax, much less. So you're getting squeezed at both ends.
Now, if that all sounds pretty terrifying, Faniff says there is hope in a legislative procedure that federal lawmakers are all too familiar with.
We should probably talk about continuing resolutions.
Continuing resolutions, stopgap short-term legislation that appropriates state funds to specific programs while the bigger budget picture continues to be negotiated.
You still have certain debt costs that are surging. You have a tax system that's no longer expected to produce the revenue that it was even a year ago, but at least you get to control and manage the chaos.
That's assuming that Republican and Democratic leaders who can't see eye to eye on the biennium budget can find common ground on a continuing resolution. On Tuesday, budget talks ended abruptly after only 45 minutes. Senate Republican President Len Fasano told reporters, quote, "My gut reaction is we're going to get past July 1st without a budget." Ray Hardman, WNPR News.